God bless you, Joseph.
God bless you.
I would like to ask you a question that different brethren who are leaving the West are wondering. But there is a specific sister who is asking, once I leave the West, what's your counsel? Is it best to sell the house or to rent it out? Would that house rented out be a source of income for the future?
Well, it's easier to sell it so you can have the money in your pocket to invest it wherever you go. The only situation I would consider renting it, it would be only in case you're not able to sell it. In that case, it would be best either you have somebody very trustable to put him in, entitle the person, put him in charge of renting it, and send you the money, deposit in the bank, etc. Right? Otherwise, put it in the hands of an agency. An agency can also rent it for you and make sure the rent is paid and the money will go to your bank account.
Well, you put it in the hands of the agency to sell it or to rent it?
Both. You know, in other words, you can tell the agency, you can rent it until you are able to sell it. And then when they are able to sell it, you sell it. So these are a bunch of details you'll have to talk to the agency.
Yes, but the specific question was of the sister, if I rent it out, will it be a source of income for the future for me? Like, would that be a better idea to have a constant income?
No, it's not a bad idea. Because that would be like a headache. Mm-hmm. Because people may stop paying their rent, or maybe the house will stay empty for many months. Like tenants sometimes give you trouble. So then you might have to end up flying back to go fix things. It's a mess. Like every time I went to a mission field, I always made sure I sold. I had caravans, I had cars. I never possessed a house because it's like for me, possessing a house is just a hindrance. It's just taxes and laws, blah, blah. I never bought a house. I never owned a house. And now that I want to. So my suggestion is sell it. All right.
So that's the best option, over renting it.
Sell it because so you can just cut all the strings, mm-hmm. You know. And then only in the case if you cannot sell it, then put it in the hands of a very, very trustworthy person or an agency. Mm-hmm. But don't go to a rinky-dinky agency who's bankrupt in itself. Just go to a big place or something, you know, where there are notaries and legal staff involved and they're not going to cheat you or just bankrupt the next day. And your house with them. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's something like that. Or if you have a friend, I don't know, works in a bank, a director, somebody you can trust. But anyway, the number one thing is sell it. If you cannot, put it in the hands of an agency to rent it and or sell it. Mm-hmm. And of course, as long as people pay the rent, they put it automatically in the bank, and you will be receiving it wherever you are. I don't have this problem. So, does that answer your question?
Thank you, Jesus, yes.
That's it. And when you go to the new place, then you can invest over there. Again, don't go buy a house. I strongly suggest the brethren leaving the West not to go buy property wherever they go. Look, we left Europe, and our promised land, in quotes, was Peru. We arrived there, and it was full of criminals. They tried to extort money from us, and it was a mess. Was terrible. And
Thank God we didn't have a house there.
Because we are so white and we stick out, and we have six children. We couldn't even go on the street because they kidnap children. And I mean, it's not so terrible that they'll kill you as soon as you arrive, but almost. I mean, they don't kill you, but you hear a story, make you understand. The police does nothing because they're either corrupted or just lazy or whatever. Mm-hmm. They don't do nothing. So we really pray about this, and I suggest you don't buy houses. Because if something goes wrong or whatever, you bump into some problem of whatever kind. It's like you might not be able to sell whatever you buy. So I suggest you only rent a house. And if you go to a country, in South America there are countries where the population is mostly white and you can buy caravans and cars. I mean, that's a great way. In other words, you can rent a house but also buy a caravan, and if there is any problem, jump on your caravan, move around, and you have a place to stay. There are countries in South America which are pretty safe for the whites, like Argentina, Chile, Uruguay.
What about Brazil?
Brazil is about like 50-50, depends on the area. Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo, they can be very dangerous. But there are towns which are pretty calm. Okay, like, for example, Mexico and Central America, there is so much drug killing, and it's terrible. So be very careful where you go. And if you write to us, we can give you some counsel. So, any more questions? Is it clear enough?
Yeah, it's clear. So, best is to sell it and go by faith.
Right. Just sell it and just get rid of it, get rid of the problem. And the money, what you do with the money, you go and invest where you go. But try to invest the money in things which are going to be mobile. You know, a nice van that you can sleep in it. A van is great. You know, you can move the seats around and you can make a little camper. So, in case of emergency, you can take a trip and sleep there for a few days. Or you can put a little trailer behind for your stuff. So that's the best thing. House, just rent houses. That's my suggestion. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.